ካብ ዝቐፂሉ ዝቐርብ ምምሃር ቋንቋ እንግሊዝኛ ምስ ኤስቢኤስ ኮይኑ ኣብዚ ናይ ሎሚ ኣብ እዋን ምምላእ ቆፅራ ህዝቢ 226 ብዛዕባ ክእለት ቋንቋ እንግሊዝኛ ዝቐርብ ሕቶ ብኸመይ ንምልሶ ዝብል ሕቶ ክምልስ እዩ። ቆፅራ ህዝቢ ብዛዕባ ክእለት ካብ ቋንቋ እንግሊዝኛ ብዝትሕተተሉ እዋን ካብ ኣይግድን ጽቡቕ ወይ ኣዝዩ ጽቡቕ ኣየናይኻ ትመርጽ? ናይ ክብሪ ፕሮፌሰር ሊንዳ ዩትስ እዚ መልስታት እዚ ኣብ መዓልታዊ ህይወት እንታይ ማለት ምዃኑ ስለምንታይ ፍጹም ሰዋስቡ ከም ሸቱ ከም ዘይኮነን እንግሊዝኛኻ ብኸመይ ብምትእማን ከም እትግምግሞ ክትገልጽ እያ።
ፈርስት ኦፍ ኦል forget native speakers. You don't have to sound like a native speaker, and very, very few people do.
When the census asks how well you speak English, how do you choose between not well, well, and very well? It sounds like a simple question, but judging your own English can be very difficult. Honorary Professor Linda Yates from Macquarie University has spent many years researching how adults learn and use spoken English. She's also an education consultant for SBS Learn English. Linda explains what the census answers can mean in everyday life, why perfect grammar is not the main test, and why it is important to answer honestly. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Delighted to be here.
Today we are going to talk about a very important topic. Every 5 years, Australia conducts a national survey called the census. So for people who don't know, the census, they collect the information people provide to help governments and organizations plan essential services such as schools, healthcare, and settlement support. Inside the census includes two questions about language and language learning. One asks whether people speak a language other than English at home, and the other asks people to rate how well they speak English. I just want to ask, why does the Australian government ask these two language questions? What do they help us to understand?
From my point of view, they really want to find out, first of all, who we are, who we Australians are. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's quite important to let people know that there are people from everywhere speaking all kinds of languages.
Yes.
And so that's an important point. But the question about English is, I think, really to help the authorities find out which areas perhaps might need some more English language support in place. Mm-hmm. So the AMEP, the On Arrival English Language Program, it's quite important for us to know where to put those programs, where the classes should be. So that's one kind of thing. Support in schools for language. I think I'd like to say here that there is no way that the government can pinpoint a particular person. So yes, you are completely anonymous. It's just to know whether, oh, in this place, there are more people who might need more help with their English, so we'll put more classes there.
As we just mentioned, like, there are two language-related questions. One, if people speak other language other than English at home, I think this is a fairly easy question to answer. Now, we want to talk about the second question, because I think a lot of people may find the second question is a bit harder and trickier to understand, because they ask people to rate themselves. I believe there are four answers, right?
Yes. One is not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And not well.
Mm.
And well. And very well.
Yeah.
So how do you interpret these questions?
Yes. It is a very difficult thing to do. And the first thing to say is you don't have to get it right. There isn't a right answer. And that different people assess themselves differently. In one study, we did notice that the males tended to rate themselves more highly than the females.
Really?
So it depends on who you are and what you're rating. The other thing I want to say is that I think they're not really being fair in the questions.
Mm.
It's easy to say you don't speak English at all, but the next band up is not very well. It's not a very nice thing to say, really. We really mean they're a basic. I have a basic knowledge of English. I can go to the shops. I can catch a bus. I can find my way around. But if somebody stops me to have a long and serious conversation, I might have a little bit of difficulty with that. But generally, I can manage.
So if people are unsure how to think about their own English ability, what are the advices that you will give them?
First of all, forget native speakers. you don't have to sound like a native speaker, and very, very few people do. If you can do everyday things, if you can say hello to your neighbor over the fence, have a chat about the weather, do your shopping, catch a bus, we could say that that was the number one. That was not very well. Mm-hmm. If you can manage at the doctor's, if you can explain more or less what you want, if you can cope with basic conversations at work, mm-hmm. if you can talk to different people, if you're not too worried by meeting other people and mm-hmm. having a go, but you don't understand everything, then mm-hmm. perhaps you could say you speak it well. If, on the other hand, you feel confident that perhaps you could go almost anywhere mm-hmm. and talk to almost anybody about almost everything, you won't get everything right, you won't understand everything, mm-hmm. But you feel that you can cope in different situations, then so you can speak it very well.
I still want to just...
Ambition is one thing. Making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in. Helping businesses turn ambition into action, combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges, delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Speak a little bit more about the difference between well and very well, because yeah. I've personally found them very confusing. Yeah. How do you really differentiate, from your point of view, the difference between well and very well?
I would say, if you like, it's a certain transportability. If you feel you can go anywhere and talk to anyone and get things done the way you want them done, then I would say that's very well. If you lack a little bit of confidence, if you find it difficult to cope with situations that are not in your everyday life, then I would say well.
Can you give us an example, for example, in a daily situation?
Okay. Say you meet a neighbor in the street.
Yeah.
If you can just say hello and talk about the weather, then put number one, not very well.
Yeah.
If you can ask her all about her family, talk
Have
about
a small
what
talk.
Yes, more small talk, but also slightly larger talk, if
larger
you like.
Talk. Mm-hmm.
If you can ask her about what's happening a little bit around the neighborhood, that sort of thing, then I could say well.
Well.
Right? If you meet her and you are going to talk about world issues or explain some very complicated thing that's happened in your life, and then another person comes up and they introduce another topic and you can talk to them very easily about that, and then you go to work and you explain complicated things at work, then I would say very well.
Yeah. I noticed, like, when you explain this, you didn't touch grammar at all.
No.
For me, it's more about the variety of the topic you can handle.
Yes.
And the confidence of people are willing to talk. There's nothing about grammar at all, isn't it?
That's right. You can get a lot done. It seems odd coming from a teacher, doesn't it? But grammar is important, but it's not by any means vital. And you can be in it. Excellent communicator. You can speak English very well, but you don't get your grammar always right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the grammar we use for writing isn't exactly the same as the grammar we use for speaking.
Oh.
Because we don't speak in sentences. Sentence is a written thing.
Okay.
And when we speak, we don't need all the sorts of things you need in writing, because I can look at your face so I can understand something.
Yeah.
I can hear your intonation so I know when your sentence ends. I don't need a full stop. And the other thing I think I should say is, some people can understand a lot
Understand what you mean by reading or by listening?
No, when they're out in the world and the world is happening, they go into a shop or they go into work, mm-hmm. they can understand almost everything that mm-hmm. people say to them. Obviously, they would speak English very well, but they might have more difficulty actually talking.
Expressing themselves.
Yeah. Because speaking is, in fact, one of the most difficult things to do. Mm. And different characters have more or less difficulty doing
yes.
that. You might be shy, mm-hmm. or you might be like you, Dory, and like talking to anybody, and it comes more easily.
Yeah. When it comes to making mistakes, I'm shameless. I know I make a lot of mistakes, like grammar mistakes while I'm talking, but I just feel like...
Oh. But you should.
Yes.
You should, yes. Because that way you actually get to talk.
Yeah. I think really just like sometimes overthinking, I think it's not good because you put a lot of stress on yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you think about it too much, if you're worried about grammar, mm-hmm. then I would say have a go talking.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, go and check up the grammar.
Another question I want to ask, during the chat with some of our learners, we just found some people really feel scared to answer those questions mm. truthfully.
Don't be scared. Number one, nobody will know that it is you who has answered it. There mm. is no way anybody can find out that it's you. The second thing is, there is no right answer. It doesn't matter if you say one thing and afterwards you think, oh my goodness, I got that wrong. Because there isn't a wrong, and nobody will find out it's you anyway, and they only want to know, okay, they might know from the result of the census, oh, in this area, there are a lot of people who say they don't speak English well. Well, let's make sure that we have more English language classes closer to that area. That's all they need it for.
Yeah. Final question. If you could give every English learner one advice, what would that be? Your best advice.
Use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it.
Right. Yes, use it. Use your language. Yeah, because if you need to use something, you're motivated to learn it and you won't forget it.
Yeah, I love it. Use it or lose it. Thank you so much, Lena, for joining us today. And we really appreciate the work you do for SBS Learn English. And we are very, very happy to continue work with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Lovely being here.
Yeah.
And good luck.
SBS Learn English helps Australians to speak, understand, and connect.